Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Lamites. The Gemara tells us, Tano HaPoiches, the one who does the less in Tzitzis, Lo Yifchoiz Misheva, should not be less than 7. VeHaMoisiv, the one who adds, Lo Yoisiv HaShloshes, should not be more than 13. Now what are we referring to? Rashi says, referring to the chulios. The chulios is the reps that we have together. Each group of reps are considered to be one chulia. But Tosis then brings up Shad, as we first should be talking about krichos, the actual reps, the reps that go around. Each one that goes around is called a kricha. How many krichas they have? So the more it tells us, not less than 7, and not more than 13. So the Bisaysev and Archaim Simon Yudalef brings, says that Ani Reisi, Shenoya Gim, the minig is that you do the first one, the first group of reps, you have 7. The second one is 9. The third one is 11, and the fourth one is 13. Now, the reason is that we get to this number, because you have this, it says the lowest number is 7, the highest number is 13. So you start from 7, get to 13. How do you go? You go from 7 to 9 to 11 to 13. In addition, tells the Beis Yosef, 7 plus 9 plus 11 plus 13 equals 40. Why? Because Hashem Echod, Yudkei Vovke Echod is Begimatria, the numeric value. Yudkei Vovke is 26. Echod is 13. 26 plus 13 is 39. And with the name itself, I mean, the Koilel becomes 40. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings as well. He says exactly this Nekuda. It's 7, 9, 11, 13, together 40, Hashem Echod, including the Shem. But then Mogen Avraham points out right away in Siv Koton Chav Beis, he brings the name of the Shloh, that it should be not 7, 9, 11, 13, but 7, 8, 11, 13. And then it's exactly 39, exactly the gematria of Hashem Echot. And that's what's brought down the Arizal in Shar Kavanas. The Bor Heitev on the spot adds that it's not just that we're trying to get the Hashem Echot a total of 39, but there's a reason why we do it this way. Because 7 plus 8 equals 15, which is Yud-Kei. Then the next group is 11, which is gematria of Vov-Kei. So Yud-Kei, Vov-Kei. Yud-Kei is the first two. Vov-Kei is the third one. And Echod is gematria 13, which is the fourth one. The Mogen Avraham adds, then the tzitzit of Shloim Malka, the way he did it, was the gematria of Yud-Kei, Vov-Kei. Yud-Kei, Vov-Kei is 10, then 5, then 6, then 5. That's what he used to do. 10, 5, 6, 5. And I in Zoya Kodosh and Shlach Elagimel Dafkufa in Ham with base that brings over there the number 7 that we mentioned is Keneged, the Gilui Shechina in the world, which comes in number 7. It's the 7 Midos that are revealed in the world. The number 13 that's mentioned is Keneged Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim. Now the Vilna Goyen is brought down, the name of the Vilna Goyen, the Sefer Divrei Elio, is brought down Pasha Shlach, that the Goyen says that the reason we have this division of 7, 8, 11, 13 is because the Medrash tells us that Tzitzis is Keneged Shabbos. Because Tzitzis is Shkulu Keneged Kol Mitzvahs, and Shabbos is Shoko Keneged Kol Mitzvahs. Because a Mechal Shabbos is someone like his Oyved Avodah Zarah. And after that, the Medrash also brings that after Parsha Meragim, and the story of the Mekoshesh, so Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, usually during the week, they have tefillin to remind them of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we'll remind them on Shabbos. So you'll have Tzitzis. So this is the Shabbos come together. So says the Vilna Goyen, how many milachas you're not allowed to do in Shabbos? And now I'll do 39. This 39 is divided to the following. So it's brought down in the Divrei Elio is as following. It says, you have the milachas Azriel, planting, is 13. Milachas Harigo, weaving, is 11. Milachas Chavoshes Eitzim is Ches milachas, and the rest is 7 milachas. It's not so clear what he means in this division, but I saw the Sefer Shvili Pinchos, Tavshinayin Ches, he says it a little differently, and this fits very much with the order of our Mishnah. He says the 11 is Keneged doing the melachas that have to do with the pas, which is Hazoreya Choyrish, Hakoitzer HaMe'amer, Hadash HaZoyre, HaBoyre HaToychen, HaMiraked HaLash VeHaOyfe. That's 11 melachas of Sidur HaPas. Then you have 13 melachas of preparing clothing, HaGoizez, HaMilaben, HaMinapetz, Haitzuveya veatoive, hamesech, oisishte batenirim, haoyuik shnechutim, hapoitzea shnechutim, hakosher, veamatir, veatovishte tfiris, hakorea al meraslitfer. So 13 to prepare clothing. Then you have zayin melochas of preparing the hide. Hatzad, capturing. Hashoichet, injecting. Hamafshit, hamoylech, hameabed, hamoichek, vamechatech. And then there's 8 melachos, which are separate melachos. Writing, erasing, haboine ve'asoyser, hamechav ve'amavir, hamake apatish, vehamoyitzim ushus l'shus. So the division of melachos of Shabbos is 11, 13, 7, 8. And that's why the division of the tzitzis is also 7, 8, 11, 13. So we learned there are different remozim and inyonim in the number of krichos of reps that we have in the tzitzis. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.